and one of my best friends, families that are best friends, live in a town 8 miles from Sinton called Odom, have that high ceiling, you know, type of home. But in but that's more of, it's out in West Texas, you would see more of those homes.
Yeah.
I've visited out there with friends and seen more of them.
The house, your fraternity house, just roughly off the top of your head, about how high would you say those ceilings were?
The highest ceiling in that living room at the Apex is probably 14, 16 feet, that one is.
Yeah. Well, in the house that you grew up in, did you have a fireplace there?
No. There are very few in our area.
Really? I'll ask you a few questions about that anyway, just see if you've heard some of this stuff. And a fireplace, you know, the area right in front of the fireplace, that open area.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard that called anything in particular?
Just the hearth.
The hearth. Yeah. Or say, in a fireplace, those things, you know, well, those big chunks of wood that you burn in a fireplace, what would you call something like that?
A log.
Just a log? Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call that anything else?
No.
What about something like a backlog or
They would call, backlog is a term that's used largely in the, that's used in the oil field industry, and it's used it's used in the farming industry as well, when you've contracted to get a certain amount of petroleum products delivered, and you haven't, it's referred to as a backlog.
Yeah.
And in farming, if we've contracted like 3 or 4 cars, you know, 100,000 pounds of grain, and it's supposed to be there by the 15th of a certain month, but the grain elevator is having a hard time processing it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look like it'll all be through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was
mm-hmm.
being backlog.
I've never heard that used in conjunction with fireplace.
No.
Well, those things, you know, that you put the log across inside the fireplace that hold the logs, have you ever heard that called anything in particular?
No, just a rack. Just the rack or the irons.
The irons. What about, have you ever heard people refer to those as the andirons or dog irons or fire irons,
no,
something like that?
No, I haven't. No.
Usually just iron.
Yeah, the term's familiar, but
yeah.
I haven't heard people call it.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
Well, talking about wood that you use in a fireplace, the wood that you use to start a fire that burns very easily, what would you call that?
Either tinder or kindling.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people say, instead of kindling, maybe in your part of the country, something like white wood or fat pine or
driftwood?
Driftwood.
Yeah, that if it's dry enough, you hear more of that used, like in camping on the beach,
mm-hmm.
different things. That's.
Have you ever heard that term light wood? That
yes.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Right. That's usually in reference to what has fallen out of the trees that you can pick up off of the ground that doesn't
mm-hmm.
need to be broken.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some kindling is large enough that you have to break it
mm-hmm.
up, and you'd call it heavy wood, you know, the size right before you get to logs.
Mm-hmm. Could you just say that for me, that term?
What?
The light wood.
The light wood.
Yeah. Is that used ever out there much, or is it the primary term is kindling?
Well, if they were using it in a home, in a fancy situation, they would say kindling. But
yeah.
if they were probably out camping in the pioneer spirit, they would say lightwood.
Lightwood. Have you ever heard that pronounced any differently than just lightwood?
Yes, but I don't know how.
What I had in mind, a lot of people call it something like lightered or something like that.
No.
Not familiar with lighter. Yeah. Say,